Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the C&K Podcast. We're your hosts, Cole Petrus and Cannon Horn, and today we will be talking about the one, the only, the great, the amazing, the legend, Fidel Castro.
Today, we'll be talking about how Fidel Castro was the worst person to ever come to Cuba. And we're going to begin with his early life. Castro was born on August 13th, 1926, in Barran, Cuba. His father was a wealthy Spanish sugarcane farmer who first came to the island during the Cuban War of Independence. His mother was a domestic servant for his father's family, who bore him out of wedlock. After attending a couple of Jesuit schools, Castro enrolled as a law student at the University of Havana. While there, he became interested in politics, joining the anti-corruption Orthodox Party.
Great job, Cannon. Now we'll talk about how he rose to power. As Cannon said, Castro was an enrolled student at the University of Havana, and there is where he became interested in politics. He graduated from the University of Havana and opened a law office. 2 years later, he ran for election to the Cuban House of Representatives. The election never happened, though, because Batista seized power that March. Castro responded by planning a popular uprising. Here's a quote from Castro. "From that moment on, I had a clear idea of the struggle ahead."
Very good, Cole. Now let's touch on the beginning of Castro's revolution.
In July 1953, Castro led about 120 men in an attack on the Marcadia Army Barracks in Santiago de Cuba. The assault failed. Castro was captured and sentenced to 15 years in prison, and many of his men were killed. Castro was released in 1955 as part of a general amnesty. Castro ended up in Mexico, where he met fellow revolutionary Ernesto Guevara and plotted his return. Later on, Castro and 81 other men sailed to the eastern coast of Cuba, where government forces immediately ambushed him. There were an estimated 18 survivors, and Castro was one of them. They then fled into the mountains in southeastern Cuba with no weapons or supplies. Then, in 1959, Castro arrived back in Havana and took over as prime minister.
That was very interesting, Cole.
Thank you, Cannon. Now, how about you tell us a little bit about Castro and what he did while he was in power?
Right after Castro took power, he abolished legal discrimination. He brought electricity to the countryside. He provided full employment and advanced the causes of education and healthcare by building new schools and medical facilities. But he also jailed thousands of political opponents and made no move towards elections. However, he limited the amount of land a person could own and abolished private businesses. And he often left Cuba to help the United States.
Awesome job, Cannon. Now, for our last topic of the day, how about you finish us off and tell us about how he lost his power?
Well, Castro became very ill in the year of 2006, and that's when he handed over his provisional power, but he was still in power. And in 2008, he formally relinquished his presidency and stepped down.
Now, that was some great facts from you, Cannon. How about a round of applause? Now, as always, I'd like to thank you, the fans, for tuning in to this week's podcast. And don't forget, there'll be another podcast next week.
us here at the C&K Podcast. See you next week. And as always, thanks for tuning in.